And welcome back to the season finale of the Next Panel podcast. Before we begin, just a quick word to our viewers, however few of you there are. Thank you for joining us through this year. It's been a great experiment in creating a podcast.
Can we talk yet?
I mean, I was going to introduce you, but okay.
You went a whole, like, 18 seconds without us, so we thought you were going in, like, a solo monologue.
Well, you know, I was just trying to prepare them for season two, and... You know what? Never mind. I am your host, Leels. To my right is...
Wait. You're sitting next to yourself? Nothing.
I am a self. Standing for... Stench really long.
We're not going to talk behind that mic. SRL, but
No, we can't even do it. It's me and Dre.
The SRL.
To my right, I got my guy.
You know, Big Zero over here in the microphone talking. My zeros.
Well, you know, had you guys let me finish, I was going to go into a hole, you know, from thanking the audience to thanking you guys for being here for...
Don't believe it.
For the past year.
Don't trust them.
Don't trust them, guys.
But
don't
I'll do it like this anyhow. Thank you, guys. You know, Next Panel podcast could not exist without you guys. You know?
You're right. You're damn right.
I mean, you know.
Damn right.
You know?
Dude, my just dues.
And
someone got to turn the page.
In my race.
And so I figured for our season finale, we could...
You get paid?
No.
Don't tell him you pay me.
Man, I don't even pay you in love, and that costs me nothing.
Damn.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
My feelings hurt.
He didn't even
say it to you. He said it to me.
I mean, I felt it.
Okay.
I don't feel anymore.
But yeah, for the season finale, I figured we could go back and... Just do an overview of what we did and maybe a quick look forward of what's to come in season two.
That's cool.
Right?
I'm for it.
Something like...
You have any categories? Or categories. You just talk about stuff?
Why don't we start off with... What would you say was your favorite episode? You know, I was thinking I could pull it up, but then I realized I started doing it by episodes instead of titles.
Well, my good friend, you can actually look at the website, right? Yeah,
that shows how much he appreciates all the hard work I do titling every episode.
Of course.
You know?
That's why we don't get paid.
We're just going to call this one episode 29.
There you go. Ugh.
Where
did we all start?
Some host.
Wow, this is pretty slow.
Do I got to go first?
Go ahead. Do you know what it is?
Yep, I already know my episode.
Yeah.
The episode we had to make you say excretion all through the episode.
I'm gonna pick something else now since you picked that, but
that was a good episode.
Who got him to say it? You remember?
Jesus.
The white Jesus or black Jesus?
So you're not gonna give me my credit?
Black Jesus.
Oh, it was black Jesus? Yeah. Hey, you're welcome, guys. Let me stop.
Drake gotta do it off the bat. Off the air. It turns out Bone had to stick to it. And that had to be the must.
He did it like a true host.
That's a freaking hilarious.
I'm a man of my word, what can I say?
I respect it.
You are.
I definitely respect it. Oh, they gave me an origin story? I forgot about that one.
Yeah, you see how my titles just be ignored? That's crazy.
No, I'm peeping it, bro. I'm peeping it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, oh. Just 3 months later, it's fine.
Damn.
Yeah, this is the petty episode.
I see. That was my episode, though. I like that one.
Okay.
The Gaming Awards is actually a funny episode, too. I like that one. That was hilarious.
Oh, God.
That was
I'm not gonna lie.
We still have viewers
after that was gonna be my pick.
Yeah.
Just because it felt like it was it.
It felt great.
I mean, it didn't feel great. It felt like that was it.
Yeah. Like that could have been the season finale. I felt like that
was the series finale.
Yeah. I misspoke. My bad.
I did a great segue for this one, but I did it too early. I'm learning. I'm still learning, guys.
You'll get there.
What was the results to our? Our question.
Who had the highest percentage?
Okay, we can definitely go through this right now.
Yeah, nice little segue for it. Ooh. Before we go to the next person. Twizzlers? We still have the Twizzler box?
Oh, yeah. That was your segue?
You are a dark character if you ever want to eat Hershey by itself. Oh my god, he's nasty. It's like eating M&M's, but not the peanuts.
Oh.
All right, so
gaming,
Blow Wars.
But yeah, what about you guys? What do you think is your favorite episode?
The episode where we talked about living in animes. That was my favorite episode. I forgot what it was titled because I don't really care about our title list.
Oh yeah.
No! It's not an insult when you already know.
Okay.
That was episode.
That was a fun episode.
I know what my favorite episode was.
The one I wasn't here?
The one I wasn't here because I didn't have to be around none of y'all jackasses.
I believe that was A Whole New World.
Yeah, I think that was.
Right? That was what, episode 4?
The episode.
Yeah. That was a good episode.
The episode I missed?
No, living in the anime.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Yes.
That was good old days.
Yes.
What about you, Corn?
Back in the days. The one I wasn't here because I'd have to deal with you jackasses.
Yeah.
Just said that.
I didn't even say anything.
You really trying to secure your spot over here. I don't know what word to use, but he was telepathically harboring stuff.
Okay.
No question. Y'all want to update the world y'all was in?
Yeah, I want to do that. We're going to do that. Definitely okay. Going to do that.
So... Game of the Year. I got it with It Takes Two.
I didn't pick It Takes Two?
No, you picked Resident Evil along with Corey. Corn, you picked Ratchet.
I had to.
Okay.
I do remember saying that It Takes Two probably deserved it, but I had to go Ratchet.
Let's see.
I don't think any of us got this one. Yeah, I think we can move on.
We all lost
best
this
game
one.
Direction. We
all picked It Takes Two.
A swing and a miss.
Best narrative.
Got that, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, I got it with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Nice pull.
Corey and Corey went Life is Strange. Dre went It Takes Two. Let's see. Art direction.
Definitely didn't get this.
Definitely not, because I don't.
Yeah,
I still.
We all got this shit
one.
Wrong. With all three of you guys choosing Ratchet and me choosing Kena. Score music.
This is fair.
I know I picked that, bro.
Nope, I did.
Corn and Corey chose it.
Yep.
Yeah, you skipped it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I chose Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Stand by my choice.
Audio design?
I don't know where
we're
going for this one. Wow.
I chose Forza?
Yeah, you chose Forza.
Sir.
You and Dre chose Forza. Corey chose Resident Evil. I chose Returnal.
I did choose Resident Evil. Yes, I remember now.
Definitely pick Maggie Robertson as Lady Dimitrescu.
I went with the other guy.
We're gonna skip this.
Yeah, I don't think we actually chose that one.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I did. I remember picking the guy called Gustavo.
Yeah, and I think I went Life is Strange because I was like, Gustavo just feels like cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Impact. I picked No Longer Home on this.
Yeah.
Me too. I think so, right?
Because I'm getting Corey.
I was like, that's
got to
have
an impact. Corey, you and I got
that cat's going to have an impact.
I did? All right, so I got three. I got three, right?
I'll be 100% with you, though. If you ask me if any of those games released yet, I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Ongoing, Corey got it with Final Fantasy.
Been out here, bro.
Right?
Been out
here. I chose Genshin. Dre chose Warzone. Corey chose Fortnite.
You know their servers crashed because of the pre-order for the DLC or the expansion?
Mm-hmm. They had to stop selling it.
Who got this one?
Best indie, Corn got it with Kena.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dre and I chose 12 Minutes. Corey chose Death's Door.
Okay.
It was definitely an indie.
Definitely didn't pick that.
I mean, I feel like
I picked Genshin.
No.
I picked Pokemon Unite.
Yeah, you chose Unite along with me, Dre.
I picked Genshin?
No. You chose Fantasian.
Yeah, because I was like, what I think.
Community support.
Didn't even know what the question was, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, but you got it with Final Fantasy again.
Just took a guess.
Right. Dre chose Destiny, I chose Apex. Corey chose Fortnite.
All right.
accessibility.
I think I chose Forza.
Yes, I chose Forza.
Wait, what did I choose?
Corn chose Guardians along with
There Corey. We go.
Okay. Presented by Chevrolet.
I feel like that was a guess. I should have known the car one would win the Chevrolet one.
Did I think I picked this too.
Yes. Corn and Dre got it with Resident Evil. Corey, you chose Sniper. I chose I Expect You to Die.
Okay.
Best action.
He was actually talking to us about that. He expected us to die before this episode.
Yeah, he did, yep. I think you picked Returnal, didn't you?
No, I chose Far Cry. Corn chose Far Cry. Corey chose Far Cry. You chose Back to Blood.
Only game I played out of those.
Swing and a miss.
Also, none of us get with this one either.
You can see that coming.
I chose Guardians.
I had to have gone with Ratchet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I went with Resident Evil.
Yeah, so did Corey.
So, only Metroid, shout out to you, B.
RPG.
I think Corey got this.
I won this one.
Yeah, Corn and Corey with Tails. I chose Scarlet. Dre, you skipped it.
You know, I wasn't sure if I went with Tails or with...
I think I picked Guilty SMT. Gear. No, I picked Demon Slayer.
Damn. Yeah. Did I pick Guilty Gear?
Nope, you chose Melty Blood.
I did? Rest of us, yep. Oh, yes, I chose it because I said it's the game that I would most want to play out of.
Best Family, It Takes Two.
I think I picked that.
No, Corn picked it. You guys chose Mario Party, and I chose Super Mario.
Hey.
Yeah, how did Nintendo lose this? It was literally stacked in their favor.
Literally.
4 out of 5 of them are Switch
exclusives. I told you it was going to be sad if it happened, bro.
Oh, my God.
This one. I didn't get this one.
Wow, yeah, Microsoft, no, we all picked, chose we all...
Flight This Sim. Is cheating. I feel like they were cheated.
No, Corey picked Humankind, nope. I think.
We all picked Flight Sim.
Oh.
I feel like... Flight Simulator was I can't even say that. I don't even know what Age of Empires is.
I think we all got that. No, you picked Hot Wheels.
Corn and I picked Forza. Corey picked Hot Wheels. You picked FIFA. I don't know why you better guess Forza, but okay. Best multiplayer. I got that one with It Takes Two. Everybody else picked Back for Blood.
I don't agree with that at all.
Debut.
I think we skipped that one.
Yeah, we did. Debut indie. Everyone got that? No, everybody except for Corey got that with Kena.
Hey.
You picked Forgotten City.
Let's go.
Okay.
Is this the one where anticipated? It was obviously Elden Ring? And I didn't pick it because
I think everybody picked Elden.
Dre picked Elden Ring.
Yeah, I definitely picked
Elden. I probably went Horizon, right?
You went Horizon. Corey and I went Zelda.
No, I'm young Elden.
Okay. And Elden Rings. Hey!
Okay. I know I got that right for sure.
What, esports game?
Yeah.
Did I go Dota or something? Well, Corey went Dota,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Esports... Everyone except for Corey got it.
Picked Dota. Here's that.
Makes a pile of some sense.
I think I picked Simple.
You definitely did.
But he didn't write it down for me.
Yeah, I don't think I
did. Simple too. So you're just going to lie on the season finale?
Feel free to do that.
You must. So you're going to be the dude that becomes the villain in the future, huh? You setting up the arc now?
I want to see a phase one because I remember I picked phase.
How good you did.
No.
Who the hell is Natus Vincent? Oh, they're a Counter-Strike team.
Counter-Strike.
All right. A little bit of a different question.
I'm not going
to
lie.
To go back to... Oh, go ahead.
I feel good about our predictions. We did all right. We did pretty all right.
We were mostly on point. At least one of us.
Uh-huh.
But when you have 4 chances, right? And there are only 5.
Five
nominees.
Are you like... Throwing shade?
No, not at all.
I'm thinking it was shade.
Basis statistics.
I feel like I got a good amount right.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm agreeing. But again, there's 4 of us and only 5 nominees. If between the 4 of us and one of us couldn't pick the right answer.
Well, I mean, for a couple of the questions, we all picked the same thing.
Yeah, and we did get quite a few wrong. But hey,
quite a few. The vast majority.
You know what? Enough negativity. Go ahead.
But, back on time. No, actually, this is perfect because we're staying on negativity.
Hey. All right.
What episode do you think...
Who's fired?
could have like been better? Like, which one do you think you, if you could redo an episode, which one would you?
The Pokemon episode.
Yes. Dre. Yep, we were right there with that one. I feel like we hyped up the Pokemon episode so much, and then it just wasn't.
Literally said the Pokemon episode, so you know what? Forget this.
Yeah, good job.
I'm
going to
go to Coke. I'm right back. Oh, that's your foot? Sorry. Ew, why your foot turning like that? Oh.
Yes, no, the Pokemon episode was my pick, too.
Yeah, Pokemon episode, there was another episode where we, I think the first episode, too.
Yes, the pilot episode.
The pilot episode is always going to be the worst episode.
Which is true, but it's also like...
You know what you
expect. It's the first episode. You know, like...
Nah, give me a second. I need something to drink. Oh, my God.
It was like episode
my
zero.
My butt cheeks is dry. I mean, sorry.
Why? So, he was clearly born on Saturn. What? We missed it in the SL Origin episode, which is the one I would redo now. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because it could have made that about a bottle of water.
But, yeah, what about you, Corey? Other than the SL.
Low key, I wanted to say the SL one as a joke, mm-hmm. but I think it would be the Pokemon one.
Yeah,
like I don't even remember what we really talked about.
Yeah,
I feel like we spent a lot of time doing the legendaries for the region.
I feel like
you two did.
I feel like what happened with it was like wanting to do the Pokemon episode, but there's also another Pokemon game coming out next month, so we didn't want to like hit everything.
And then
I feel like we just ended up not, you know.
I feel like we didn't pick good topics.
Yeah.
Pokemon
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that?
Although.
You guys deserve a redo for that from us. We'll definitely do
this. This is key facts.
And I think we could revisit the episode we did on like the female anime characters.
Mm-hmm. But, we could do that
with actual
and we
actual
could,
research because could not remember half of the characters.
And
I was thinking.
We could do anime world again. I feel like that's always fun.
Well, I feel like that would more be a
good episode.
That would be a redo.
Saying, like,
just,
redo, yeah, no,
like, you
not
know,
negative.
Not even really
yeah.
a redo, more of a
yes,
part two,
an updated one.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really gonna ask y'all what anime world y'all want to go to now.
So, like,
well, I'd have to remember where I wanted to go to.
So, like, what do you think? Like a month after Arceus comes out, we could revisit it.
Yeah.
You think? Because we already have most of the knowledge. We just, I feel like adding the Arceus stuff would help it.
Mm-hmm. I think we can get into the nitty gritty.
I can sit here. We could do an episode where it's like we did an anime world while we talk chop gaming world as a part two. Pick what gaming world we want to be in.
Yeah, we could do that.
Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm with it. I just my answer is gonna be off.
My answer is just gonna be off.
Really? Yeah,
I'm gonna die in my world. I only
like
play.
Literally every game I play. It's like, yeah, no, the world is literally coming to an end. Unless
yeah,
you're the main character, you're
I play
probably
shooting
dead.
Games, bro.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you played other games in life, so
not too many.
You know which world? Okay, I got it. I know where I'm going.
Well,
go straight to 2K, and I would just be a fan. I would just be safe in the stands. I am not going to Final Fantasy. They dropped something out the sky on a whole city. I'm not doing that. People out there violent, bro.
Yeah, so I mean that,
so just to make it better for us then, do y'all wanna update your anime world that y'all was in when y'all picked before?
I feel like
I'd have to know what I picked to begin with.
Yeah. We should revisit this as a
alright, so yeah, we make it into
a you know, like a little reveal thing, like a revisitation.
Gotcha.
I got the title. Okay, good. All right.
Okay, great. Definitely gonna forget it by the time we get to it.
When we get back to it, I think it'll come back.
Another highlight episode that I like was when we first introduced Fuck Scar.
Yes.
Well, man.
Yeah.
That was a
by
great
the
episode.
Way, hashtag
that
Fuck
was
Scar.
I'm sorry. Hashtag Fuck Scar.
Scar traumatized one of my friends.
Right now. And I think the next season we're gonna have to bring into a new one. And I wanna say Fuck Ryu because. When I was young, I used to hate fighting Ryu as a kid. I never liked it.
I just need my disdain for Hashin to be known.
Who?
From Forbidden Memories.
Okay.
He cheated. He's a cheater. And he's a damn cheater.
Damn cheater. Yeah.
Well.
You gotta fight six duels leading up to him. One of them's a two.
Man.
What's your review hated character.
I just put these two cards together and they fuse. Cheating ass motherfucker.
Don't worry, Ryu, I couldn't jump. He was Shinyukin. If I get to the corner, he's a duking me the whole time. I couldn't do nothing.
All types of characters. Just everywhere.
Whitney.
Yeah.
Whitney was a bitch. Whitney. Hashin was worse because he was cheating.
Pokemon Gold.
That third gym leader with the cow.
Miltank?
With Miltank and Rollout? Oh my god.
The Rollout and the Charm.
She was a menace to society.
What was it? Rollout, Body Slam, Charm, Miltank?
The funny thing about it, I vaguely remember that. And I remember the Rollout. I did remember the Rollout.
Asshole.
And that Rollout was like super effective on every Pokemon for some strange reason that I had.
You just hit hard for no reason.
And if it wasn't super effective, it was critical hit.
Oh.
It was one of those.
Oh. And then you just paralyzed every turn because Body Slam.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, that.
My first experience, Pokemon in Color. And hated it. And this is what I'm presented with?
This is what I'm subject to.
You know what the worst thing about it was? The gym leader before was such a setup. Because when you see the cow, you're like, oh, probably a little tanky. When you see Scyther, you're like, oh, this is probably going to be a problem. Scyther got one shot. Miltank killed my starter. You know how traumatizing it is for that to be the first time one of your starter Pokemon faints?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're playing back.
It's just a cow that just rolled into it. Meanwhile, your little whatever the hell Quilava is.
So that's
it's just they're paralyzed, getting run over by a cow with its udders out. Like, that's just what people... Put some pants on.
When I played Pokemon Silver,
dumbass
cow. I was still young, right? So if you beat my starter, you beat my whole team.
That was just the start of a loss. Like,
right? Yeah, it's like...
I agree.
If my starter died, I just shut my game off and... started over again, cause
only gym leader that ever beat me though.
Yeah, you know,
only one.
I lost to her,
and then had the nerve to cry about it when she lost. Like,
and I ain't lose again until Cynthia.
I ain't been losing to Cynthia. It's just that my Milotic was a bitch and I have to deal with. But wasn't losing again after losing that, cause that didn't feel fair. I was paralyzed for four turns. Like, what was I supposed to do? Like, you know. She's cheating. Mm-hmm. Cheating. And there's no way that fat ass cow is faster than my damn fire.
Yo, where was
dog?
This
sort
of Pokemon episode?
Right?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, we'll have more of this on the episode.
It's just fucking... And so, then has the nerve to cry about it afterwards and not give me my damn badge. Like, so, lady, I just wasted... Okay. We'll get back to her ass.
So, SL and I were talking about this. We should do a Power Rangers episode.
Whitney.
I am 100%
Power Ranger special.
Go,
Power
Ranger. I'm 100% down with that. 100%.
It's coming soon. We didn't even need to leak that.
You know, it's really sad that I know a lot about that.
Is it?
Is it? Because
me and him almost named all the legendary Pokemon. I don't think it's that sad.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't think I've watched that as much as I watched other shows for me to know so much about it.
What's the last season of Power Rangers you watched?
Well, just to... Why are you thinking of
did
that?
Like, it was... When did...
I feel like we paid more attention.
Probably Dino.
Dino Thunder?
Okay. Well, what was after Dino Thunder?
SPD.
Well, funny enough...
Oh, I've seen SPD.
Funny enough, you know, I wanted to do this episode so bad. I ain't watched that many Power Rangers.
What's the last one you watched?
The last one I watched was probably Space.
I think that's where I was.
No way.
There was one right after Space. Was
Galaxy.
It Lost Galaxy?
Yeah, Lost Galaxy.
Was it Galaxy?
Mm-hmm.
They were still in space.
They were still in space.
They just had their own like little planet ship.
Yeah. Then that one.
I saw that one.
Lost Galaxy.
Yeah. That's probably the last
That's
one.
The one where at the end...
Was that the one where Zach came back?
Lost it.
Nah, that's the one with Magnum Defender.
You know what's crazy? Oh, no. I actually seen... I think I seen after that.
Yeah.
What was with...
The one
Merrick. That was the Sixth Ranger. He was like the wolf, the cursed wolf.
That was Wild Force. So that's before.
That's before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't really big
on Wild Force was before Space?
No,
it's after Space.
It's after Galaxy, I think.
Okay. Actually.
It's after Lightspeed Rescue as well.
When was the...
And Time Force.
The one where Tommy came back as like the mentor.
Dino.
So I may have seen like an episode of that or two, because I remember seeing Tom.
And I tried to watch Beast Morphers, I think. I tried.
Yeah, I tried to watch that
too. It just didn't grab me.
I watched Mystic Force.
I seen that. That's later on. Mm-hmm. That's where they had like capes.
Yeah.
Right, and the White Ranger was the well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. All right, so I seen that.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm ready for that episode.
It's crazy that you suggested the Power Rangers episode and then you want to tell me.
But like I said, I really think.
Like, what the fuck?
You know how attaching it is, though? Because I really think I only seen each of those seasons, besides Space, like once.
Yeah. I feel like we also paid more attention when we were kids.
So, again, I was pretty much a loser all my life. So,
okay.
I paid way more attention than I probably should have.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a great episode. I would definitely. Yep. So,
I just mean shows in general, bro. Cause like, anime I've seen when I was younger, just once. Still remember the plot. An anime I watched this year. I didn't tell you shit about it.
Yeah, like I think I have to watch Demon Slayer over again.
You show me a picture of it, I'll be like, oh yeah. And then son, they fought some dude with legs, right? Right. Yeah. Dude got chopped in half. People died. Saved the world. Whatever.
That's actually a great episode. I'm so happy you said that.
Bang bang.
A little preview for you. So is that something that you guys can leave in the comments that y'all want to see, like episodes based on? Cause we could do like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh please don't. We could do Harry Potter.
Oh please don't.
We could do Zoids.
We could do Zoids.
Okay, I'll have to rewatch Zoids in order to talk about.
But is Zoids like a?
Just don't watch Fuses.
Yeah, don't watch. Yeah.
I'm watching Fuses.
I'm watching
it first.
Bro, I'm asking you for your own health. Don't watch it first. You remember how I said to
and
give.
And I'm watching it in dub.
You remember how I said to give season three?
Whoa. Yeah.
You remember how I said to give season three of Tokyo Ghoul a chance? Fuses is way worse of an adaptation.
Man, ain't nothing worse than that.
I mean, half of it's CG.
That's cool. I think we could bring episodes like
it's
that.
It's better than Zoids Wild, though. I will say that. Because Zoids Wild doesn't even show, like, the Zoids hating each other. Because apparently that's too much for kids. Because robots hitting each other is too much for kids.
I'm
like, the Transformers wasn't shooting each other in half. Come on.
What was Zoids Wild? Because I feel like I liked it.
Loki?
When I was a kid.
I want to watch Beast Wars again.
I think that's on Netflix.
I don't think so.
The old one.
When Optimus turned into a monkey.
He was a gorilla.
Yeah, the gorilla.
And then one was a rat.
Megatron was
a dinosaur.
The T-Rex.
Yeah, I'm not doing Zoey's Wild.
I've seen it. This is recent, though.
That is the most kids of the kids shows I've seen. The Zoeys aren't even that cool. Like, the Liger's cool, but the Liger from Genesis was way cooler.
Yo, I feel like we should take an episode to do a SpongeBob episode.
A what?
A SpongeBob episode?
So, okay. I'm gonna be honest. Didn't watch the last one.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Holy never a fan. Crap.
What about this? Because I feel like we haven't talked about this at all, and it was, to me, it was major. Beyblade.
I can talk Beyblade.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've never seen an episode of Beyblade.
Not even one. Never had an interest in it.
One episode.
You don't know who Kai is?
That's exactly who I thought.
I don't know Kai. I don't know Guy. I don't know Dai.
First off,
let me just tell you something. He's the white haired dude in the anime.
Yeah, he was.
He's the white haired guy.
Kakashi of 10 years.
Yeah. No cap. I swear, he reminded me of Kakashi.
I just want to put a highlight that
I'm still not watching Beyblade.
Season finale of this podcast. Me and Corn actually agreed to something.
That's crazy.
I feel like we've agreed before.
I mean, but I'm going to take this one. I'm going to take this one.
So
this was an adamant agreement.
Right? This is a kid's show, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. They had these kids that were playing Beyblade in Russia, in dungeons, learning how to... They didn't let them out, and they were learning how to play.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Zoids was a wild show.
Yugi was sending people's souls to hell. What's a dungeon in Russia going on there?
But they were like, I don't want to use this word on the pod, so I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
But they were trapped. Okay?
Yeah, so what the people that went to hell?
They were dead.
Their bodies were in a coma. Their souls were just in hell.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were prisoners with jobs.
Yeah, they were,
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, indentured servitude.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fine. It's not hell.
I mean, it happens sometimes.
Close enough.
I
Well, if you look far back enough in the history.
It was crazy, though. You should watch it. Watch the first season. That's like the that's the coolest one.
Turns out they were actually...
Remember Battle Beat Em Up? No.
That sounds familiar.
What are you talking about?
Was that with the V on his face?
Sidebar.
I think so. Red-haired character?
Yeah.
Sidebar,
being that, you know, I made this bonnet already, but we never really talked about Sailor Moon either. We should give Sailor Moon a chance.
I didn't like to watch it. Reboot.
I seriously want to sit back and watch Sailor Moon.
I think I watched that. I think I got Toonami'd on that.
But I only
I got Toonami'd on it for sure.
See? We're getting somewhere.
I remember at first I didn't like Tuxedo Mask, but then he was just so fucking. He was so smooth with it, bro. I was like, yo, this dude kind of cool.
Dude with a prom suit on.
It was him
who did nothing.
Besides, he threw rose.
Hey, that rose was accurate as hell, dog.
Thank you. Boy.
All right, like, he that man better. Always hit the crack right between the two little flags on the sidewalk.
She wasn't better than Kurama with roses.
Okay.
So,
just saying. Kurama cheated a little bit because he had a whip.
I was definitely a bigger fan of Cardcaptor.
Absolutely.
Sakura.
That I watched. Yeah. No, I watched that.
That was Sailor Moon.
You know the funny thing about it? I heard of Cardcaptor, but I don't remember it.
The song is in my playing in my head right
that's
now.
I hear the song. Come on,
like of all the magical girl animes that I've seen,
I didn't even realize that's what it was.
Yeah, you know,
I was like, these people just this is Jackie Chan Adventures, but with cards instead of talismans. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie,
it was it to me. Jackie Chan Adventures goated.
Jackie Chan Adventures was definitely an elite cartoon.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Chucky. Be freaking hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like real optimistic for what we got coming season two. We got Toonami coming.
Uncle, I have to say that
we got show based episodes Sweet coming.
Show based.
Sweet.
We have a Power Rangers special. That's a valid.
Big Power Rangers.
We definitely got to do redo of the worlds we live in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So
we're gonna have not call that one a redo though. It feels disrespectful
updated,
to the first
because updated,
we're going to revisit it.
We're going to revisit it because of the fact that
or we could do worse worlds to live in.
2022, new us.
Worst worlds to live in.
We could do worse worlds to live in.
Worst worlds to live in be hilarious. And we can add it into the game thing.
So I feel like my answer might still be the same with Pokemon.
I'm not going to lie, though.
It could be, depending on what you are.
My answer would have a contingency.
We keep doing our research. We'll find some.
My answer would have a contingency to it.
Because
depending on whose child I have to be, it might be Full Metal.
You might be fused with it.
Might the worst world. That's what I'm saying. That's depending on if, like, you saying I'm going to be that character's child? Yeah, I think that'll be
if
it.
If you think about it,
there is Attack on Titan.
I was about to say,
that might be the worst world.
I feel like.
Or Dragon Ball Z.
I feel like I'd rather
get the same.
No, because if I landed in Dragon Ball Z world. If I land in Dragon Ball Z world and I had to go to work, the conversation would be, hey, I'm running late because apparently the world is being under attack.
And they're going to be like, well, you should have left earlier. This happens every week. You're fired.
My car got thrown.
Call Goku.
Or could you imagine, like, you're just sitting in traffic? Wait, what the fuck is that? Yo, there's a giant green cockroach walking towards me.
I'm gonna see what he was. Like, wait, before you do that,
I understand that you have a giant green cockroach walking to you, but just know you don't have any more PTO hours, so you decide what you want to do.
Do you see a green guy with antennas around you?
I'm not even gonna run.
So you're not gonna make it in today?
I'm gonna see what he wants. He has the, I forgot what you call them. Fuck me lips?
We're gonna have more guests, though.
There's
promise.
A white and purple child.
What do we have? We only had Kevin this season. Yeah, right? we're gonna try to get you like 3 or 4 guests next season.
Okay.
But you already know
3 or 4 people.
If Kevin will be on again.
I know a lot of people.
I forgot you're popular.
Do you know?
A lot of anime people that like want to watch anime.
We got people coming.
This is definitely gonna hit you with it. Do you know relevant people?
Yeah, because I can say I
know people too, but my mom ain't watched that anime ever.
No, I know some people that watch anime or even games. Like we can always get some people that play games and stuff.
I think my brother played Atari.
My mom plays Tetris.
Okay,
we can talk about Tetris.
My mom played Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, next start next season, which is in what, 3 weeks?
Is that what we said? You know, we had that conversation, and I'm just gonna agree with you, Bowen. Yes, 3 weeks.
No, I thought that's what we settled on because it was originally 4 weeks.
Was it the 12th?
Yeah, it was something like that.
We'll be back in January, second or third week of January. We'll be back. You know, we just taking a little bit of a
PTO. PTO's not. PTO.
They keep saying PTO when we don't get peed.
TO. Just some regular time off. Yeah.
We do not get paid.
Hey, yo.
But we ain't been purchased yet.
Okay.
So that's good. Well, if anybody wants to purchase a sponsorship, feel free.
Yeah.
But, Twitter.
Check our Twitter for updates on
for updates, but also throw some ideas that way, you know?
And.
Let us know what you think.
I know this is large. We're going to YouTube.
Yes, we keep saying it, but
I just before we start this conversation, I just want to make it formally known that Zero is I'll be back as part of the conversation for the next conversation after this one. Go ahead, guys. Take it away about the YouTube channel.
Yes. It is definitely going to come.
Want to give him a date? Want to give like some optimism? You know, something to look forward to?
I don't want to.
2022, you could say. You could be broad with it.
Yes, it will be before 2023.
Stop the cap.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, take his word the same way you would take, if Rockstar said GTA 6 was coming out next month, take it with the same amount of salt as. Stick with the same amount of salt.
Stop the cap.
Yeah, this is going to be like waiting on Kingdom Hearts 4.
Who knows? Dr. Dre's album might drop before our first season.
Dre's album might drop before.
Watch out for more Apple Music.
Well, the Chronic album. If the Chronic album drops.
Yeah. Who would be listening to a podcast?
But when the Cardiac drops.
The Cardiac.
And we're going to be streaming.
Mm-hmm. There's more cat, you know?
No, that's a promise. We will be getting back to streaming.
I'm just enjoying seeing Cap.
We have tons of games that we have planned.
Yes.
You
guys can
highlights.
You
grounded.
Guys can. We're gonna put forfeits too. You know, mm-hmm. Whichever one of us backs out, we're gonna have like some fun stuff to do.
So, in other words, it's a lot of Cap. It's a Cap fit, and I'm just enjoying seeing Cap. Yeah, don't mind me.
Okay, well, we have Mario Party, Halo,
Diablo,
Cap,
Among Us,
Cap,
Grounded, there's a lot.
We play Grounded, all right, so I got you. You got me with that one. Grounded, you got me with that one.
There's a lot.
There got to be some more games you want to talk about.
No, that we're going to stream.
That we're going to stream. I'm pretty sure. No.
This is Zero here. I'd just like to jump back into the conversation just to mention... I'm not exactly sure when, but I promise you, I'll be shooting people in Far Cry with alleles soon.
Yes.
That might be Cap, too.
Again, before 2023.
That's a broad
cap. Zero does not condone amendments and addendums added on to his statements.
Can I get Captain Planet?
It's Captain Planet.
We still in 2021. Huh? We still in 2021. I said before 2023.
Every time you put a date on it, so far you've missed it. So.
Oh man. But yeah.
That sounds like
awesome. We're gonna definitely pull back up. I personally enjoy doing this. You know, I've learned so much in this podcast, and I just want to say, I want to thank you guys for actually helping me better understand characters, with the. I forgot the
name. The best part of the
Who's that character
one?
With
Who's that character? So
who's that man?
So I just want to add to you guys. You know, I'm remembering characters now.
We're getting there.
So well, season two, we're gonna come back with level two.
Yeah, it's gonna be season two.
No. Y'all gotta you know what?
We're moving on to side
with
characters.
The same exact characters that we did. We're gonna see if you approved.
We should just do the same list, the exact same ones in the same order. All of them. And then just compare how he does the second time to the first.
Guys, you know,
imagine he got worse.
Again, man, you know, I learned, man. You know,
like, I remember the characters, but not these.
I don't know why we even got to revisit anything or even do this over. You know what I'm saying? I think I can take my word for it.
Those,
you know,
episodes would be the episodes I'd want to redo the most.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those would be the episodes I would really want to redo the most.
But, you know, we don't need a cap no more. You know what I'm saying? I know. Learned,
that's why I'm not capping.
Yeah, you know, I just learned that, you know, I know how to say it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
we're good. You know what I'm saying? We're not revisit it. It's just shit names now.
Oh, no, it'd be a redo, not a revisit.
Yeah, like a retry.
Like, we're going to rebuild the whole
segment. I feel like y'all don't believe
segment.
Me. Only reason I don't believe it because we gave you, like, the craziest hint. We actually spelled the character's name out, said it.
Yeah.
And you still got it wrong.
That was probably the funniest moment.
Mm-hmm. That was like 3 episodes ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we visiting this right now.
Because it's this is the recap of season one.
So we recapping the previous episode.
We recapping the cap you had when you said you was learning.
Recap.
I don't like the fact that you're throwing the cap back to me.
Hey, Captain Planet.
About doing this cap back.
Re-Captain Planet.
This cap back ain't going good to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. Yes. And hopefully, because, you know, we ain't been doing this in a while, hopefully we record. Hopefully you get a visual of us.
Yes.
Because for the past 4 episodes, Brandon has bringing out nothing but the greatest... The greatest
onesies,
sweatsuits out, and all that stuff. He's actually wearing the chain that I brought him. You know what I'm saying? That's my bull. He likes it.
That's your Ahigao onesie.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
Yeah. It's not a onesie, it's a sweatsuit.
Oh, sweatsuit. Two pieces.
Okay.
Two piece onesie.
Okay. What is this?
It's a Hegel face.
Hegel face? What is a Hegel face?
Just to describe it for the listeners, just Hegel to sum
face,
it up.
Like thirst levels?
There's there are anime female faces on his sweatsuit.
Okay.
And they are enjoying whatever is going on. Lots of them are sweating profusely, I would say. Sweating.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to call that sweat.
Profusely is like a great word, you know?
And that one must have spilled cereal on her face. I don't know how that got there.
Okay.
But yeah, that's basically what's going on his sweatshirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting a new journey. I'm going to mouse and keyboard, you know?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you could still always play your controller yourself.
I know, but you know, I can't go into it thinking like that.
I want a P5.
You have P5.
That's not the question.
But he doesn't have yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Corn.
Well, clearly if I said that means no, he can't have my P5.
Okay. All right. I mean, because you got a computer now. The computer got all the games. So like, all right, you know, I should.
Ratchet's not on PC.
Huh?
Yeah, PlayStation exclusives aren't on PC yet.
Really? I know that.
Well, you know, we're going
to... But again, you can join me in VR.
Can watch me struggle with this keyboard and mouse after being dominant. I'm just going to go and suck for a few months.
Okay. No. They have shooters, too.
Nobody
is playing VR.
I
want
to play VR.
Right. Zero is going to be your VR partner.
VR?
Hmm?
Can your computer run VR?
Probably not. It should probably blow up.
Tell him that he has to play VR with Milan. That's the only way he'll play.
I like to play VR with the dog, so.
You can play with Milan.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I have other friends. Or I can make those.
What if the dog was willing to play Avengers with you? Like, you didn't have to meet up with the dog. The dog would just play Avengers with you. Just on the headset.
And she'll howl at you while you're playing.
Just to get your attention and know what you gotta do.
You know, people say I'm mean all the time, and for the first time I thought about what I was gonna say before I said it. Okay? I thought about it. And this is a season finale, and I'm trying to be really cheerful.
So if we're playing a game with you?
So, wow. I won't say what I was going to say.
But what if
But even if the dog was willing to play Avengers with me, no, it still wouldn't be worth it. Okay.
What if the dog was like
Air Bud? Trust me, there's nothing you're going to say about this dog.
What if the dog was like Air Bud? Like, he would have been like he just gifted on how to play a game.
What? You think I've watched Air Bud? I don't like dogs. You think I'm going to watch dogs? I've never seen Air Bud, All Dogs Go to Heaven, none of it. Okay? Like.
But.
No buts.
Kakashi got dogs when he does a
sign. Fast forward. And I didn't even watch Shippuden, so.
I tried.
In his defense, the big dog only pulled up once. Twice, maybe?
I don't even remember. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how useful were Kakashi's summons that he was pulling them shits out?
I mean, they was hunting.
It was hunting. Twice. Apparently, the Leaf Village is known for using dogs as trackers.
See? I know that.
Yeah. Well, because of, What's that dude's name? His family, right?
I think that also, but yeah. That's like part of the reason Kakashi got wolf-wolfs.
I don't know how.
Big wolf-wolf. Somehow we got it.
He doesn't here. Like dogs, and Kiba was his favorite character.
What? Who?
Kiba?
Who?
Kiba.
Who? You think who lost because nigga farted in his face? Actually, that makes sense. I work with Corey. I completely understand that.
And then have a dog sense of smell.
Oh my god.
That's death. He probably should have died.
You know what?
Naruto only drinks spoiled milk too. And ramen. Yes.
Mm. Huh. I'm gonna get you the pet, Milan.
That's a lot.
Anyways.
But yes, no.
yeah. But here's to season two.
Definitely again, leave us feedback though, because clearly, as you can see, we need it.
If you made it through the year again,
appreciate you.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Thank you. Just thank you so much. I can't express how grateful we are to all our listeners.
He's saying that with a straight face.
I mean, that means he means it.
I mean, yeah. The dark side is y'all motherfuckers better than listen to us because we great.
The same way we ended the last episode, we will revisit SL's involvement going forward at some point.
See you guys in season two. Thanks for tuning in.
No, I really appreciate you guys, man.
So whatever he's saying, definitely leave us feedback though. You know, opinions.
Yes.
Bing bong. At the end of the day, we gotta entertain y'all. So you know, let us know what's entertaining.
That is the one thing I would ask for. You know, just some sort of reply somewhere, somehow. However you want to reach out.
Right now we got Twitter.
Yeah.
We got Anchor. Anchor.fm/nextpanel.
Our email is next. panel104@gmail.com. Send us an email.
You know, just shout out to us. Tell us we trash, we dope. Yeah. We should do this. We shouldn't do that. Dre will
relay the tweets.
Yes.
Okay, that's better. There we go.
Relay them to us.
Yep. And thanks for tuning in. See you guys in season two.
Yes, it's been an amazing year. We will be better next year.
Promise.
Hope.
I hope.
We hope out here.
I hope extra hard on this one.
Okay.
We promise.
Yeah.
To stare at our host every time he says he's going to do something that he doesn't do.
Well, look.
So if we start missing episodes, it's because we're on strike.
Every time our host is just being a jackass. And he doesn't do it, I'm going to hit him with a water balloon.
And I'm going to hit him with a liquor bottle.
And I know where he works, and it will be on the YouTube channel. Thank you. That's my last sentence.
So me hitting him with the bottle of liquor won't be on the YouTube channel for legal reasons, but it will happen. I will tweet. Check my Twitter. I'll keep you updated.
Okay. And
sup, baby?
That's zero.
Let me take you to the